Welcome to a mass podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about listening to our spirit. Let's get started. Believing in ourselves can be difficult when we are being challenged by the people that surround us. It might be an uphill battle to overcome what others are trying to impose on us, from the wrong advice on our love life to the expectation parents have for our futures. Often, people are not seeing our true spirit, seeing our beautiful gifts, because they are more inclined to set up unrealistic expectations on us to fulfill their own dreams. By transferring what they could not achieve, they are pushing others to become who they are not supposed to become. We have a challenging path. If we are trying to please our own parents while dreaming of doing something different than the path they are trying to walk you on. You might feel the pressure if you are not doing what they want. They are going to be disappointed, which in one way is correct. But on the other hand, you have to be honest with your own self. Listening to your own spirit guiding you on your journey is an amazing road you're willing to start to walk on. It is not easy to feel like we are disappointing people when we're trying to live up to their expectation. But we need to understand this is our life, not their lives. When you are deciding what you would like to do, it is when you are becoming a trailblazer, waking up the dormant magician within you, like a flower just opening up its beautiful petals to let its core show itself. You're going to become the beautiful light that is going to shine brightly. You are going to be happy and whole, feeling a sense of purpose in your life, not becoming a shadow of your own self. We have so much more to do when we are willing to listen to our spirit. So, this is and will continue to be a battle for people to understand. Living our own life, it's not following the expectation of our parents or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or fill out the blank, whomever is influencing you. It doesn't make you happy either, because at the end of the day, you feel that your life is not complete. You don't feel whole. You don't feel fulfilled. You feel something is missing. Missing, and you are not feeling satisfied. You're okay, you know. You're living your life and have some dreams that you're putting what we call it a kibosh, meaning you're putting a hold onto it and it's like, oh, it's just an illusion, I cannot do it. But deep inside of you, you're feeling something is not there. You're okay, you're happy, but you're not truly happy because you're not your own self. When you are living your life to the fullest, you are understanding that nothing is impossible when you are achieving your goals, when you are becoming your true self, when you are becoming the most amazing person, because you are your own trailblazer, because you have your own imagination, because you listen to your spirit. Not your ego, because the ego will always mislead you for something that is not there. So we are putting the ego to sleep. But just listening to your own self. When I grew up, I never felt I belonged where I was. I never felt that was the right family, the right environment. I always felt an odd duck. In order for me to realize what I'm meant to be doing, which I'm doing it right now, decades later, I had to go on my quest, on the quest of the self-discovery, meaning going on the path to discover what I was supposed to be doing. I had an idea, I had a lot of dreams, but one thing for sure that guides me where I am today is to follow my dreams, not following anyone else's expectation. I don't live through somebody else's expectation. I don't project on others what they should be doing. I'm providing advices of what I see. It's up to you to decide. A lot of parents have a tendency to want at the best of their heart, because it always comes from from the goodness of their heart for their best intention. They're going to try to set up their kids, telling them, this is, you're going to become a doctor, you're going to become an architect, you're going to become an engineer. But if your child is not destined to do that, then you're like pushing them in the wrong direction. They might be willing to do that for sure because they want to please you and because that's what you tell them to do. But imagine for a moment that they are doing this, and when they're done to study, they don't want to go into that arena, or they start to go there and work there for a few years and they're going to completely switch job because they're not happy, because they feel something is missing. Again, when you're looking at listening to your spirit, it's listening to the beat of your own drums. It's to listening where you're supposed to go, because your life purpose is not where they're telling you right now, for your parents, for your mate, for whomever they are. It's not. Listening to your spirit is really understanding your own self and understanding what you would like to accomplish in your life. Not for the glamour, not for the lights, not for the fame, not for the $1 billion, but listening to your spirit, because this will bring you the wealth, the food, everything you need along the way. But it's listening what you're meant to be doing. We are billions of people on earth. We do not have the same path. We can have identical paths, but not the same one. What I see is not what you see. What you like is not what I like. What your tests are different or could be similar to mine, but with a twist. So as every single one of them, which is quite incredible, we're all walking on a different path. So imagine all of us around the globe doing this and have all a different path. It's amazing. Yes, because if you think about it, we're not going to maybe have an easy road. Maybe we're going to have an easiest road. Who knows? The destiny and the life lessons we've got are different. We got our own free wills in the mix to it too. So guess what? We're going to have to accomplish all of we got to do in our own life plus. But we have to learn to be the master of our own destiny by learning and understanding what is right for us. If it doesn't seem right with us, or something is not correct in us, then we understand this is not for us. If we have any doubts on anything we see, then it's not for us. If we are understanding what our choices are, then we can make our best one when we know and listen to our spirit. The question is listening to our spirit. I know there's a lot of people around us who want to help us, who want to give us the best advices. But when you have individuals who gives us unwanted advices because they think they know better than we do, this can create a problem. This can be one of the biggest mistakes we can ever make. But again, the question is, are we willing to go on the path of the unknown, becoming the trailblazer that we are, or are we going to live our life based on what people are telling us to do? I understand when you're a child, you're under 18, you follow the direction of your parents. I understand you have to follow the rules. When you're becoming an adult, it is up to you to decide with the skill set you have learned from the life you had. You have to now walk on your own path. It can become extremely difficult for anyone to be able to do that if we are not willing to open up, if we are not willing to really look at ourselves and be honest. Honest with ourselves is being open to make the right changes in our life. And that goes for work, that goes for a mate, that goes for our inner circle. And maybe walking away from a toxic relationship, maybe taking an inventory of where we are with our own self. We have some wounds that needs to be healed. Do we have situations in the past that have not been resolved and we need to do that? Do we need to improve something about ourselves? Because we are all perfect here on in our own ways. But we have the capability to adapt to the changes, adapt to a life that can guide us in a positive way. We do not have to think that we're not worthy. We don't have to think in a negative way about our own self. We can prove to our own self, we can prove to our spirit that we can accomplish what we're setting, not based on the people, not based on proving anything to anyone. Because the problem is, when you try to prove a point to someone, remember, if it comes from their ego, they will always find a way to put you down. Don't enter the game. Walk your own path. Walk away from toxicity. Making the right changes and listening to our spirit is going into the right path, our life purpose, our holy ground. Creating the bold dreams we have, materializing them, embracing them. When we are welcoming the wonderful love and joy in our lives, we are whole, are happy. They have everything, meaning we're happy, we're joyful, we are enjoying what we're doing. Life is beautiful and perfect. When we're seeing this, when we are embracing every single part of it, we are welcoming everything in our lives. We do not need to feel we're in competition with anyone. Our spirit is not in competition. Our spirit is trying to guide us into the right life purpose we're supposed to have, the right path. We can course correct our lives. We can change. We can revert. We can modify by listening to the universe, by becoming open with our beautiful heart, the connection with the universe. We are the most beautiful spirit, the beautiful butterfly, the beautiful wonders that can do so much more by accomplishing the life of a thousand. We are the student of life. We are the one who can open our life for the better. We are the one that can transform our outer conditions. Our outer conditions is only temporary. It's a moving motion. We are not closing ourselves to the world. We are connecting with the world, and we are improving our own self by becoming who we are meant to become. We are not as rebellious, as sad, as overwhelmed than we should be. Having the possibility to change our life by maybe doing a baby teeny steps, just one, by maybe changing your resume and put it on a job board and starting to search for something else than you need. By maybe start something on the side, a little business on the side that can grow and support you and your family. Those are baby steps that can help you. You don't have to try to do things all in once, but the universe will support you if it comes from your spirit. Come with an open heart. Be honest with your own self. And I know sometimes we have bigger dreams and we want something that is not attainable or it's not for us. It's because your ego is telling you something you're not going to achieve. And instead, and chasing for something that you're not going to gain, why not being honest and just ask your own self, okay, if this is not for my highest good, I'm asking the universe to bring me something else that is for my highest good. And even better than that. And be open to it. Open your mind, open your heart to receive. When we're open to do that, when we're listening to our spirit, we cannot go wrong. Our spirit is our safety net, is our compass. Our ego is our distraction. We don't have to stay and live in a world of the ego. So why not becoming the beautiful, magical spirit than we are and show our true colors? Why not embracing every single part of it, side of us? Why not being happy and joyful? Why not co-create? And you know what? Why not starting your own vision board? Seriously, do your groceries list. List what you want happening in your own life. What you want that the world to see. Meaning, I am going to accomplish what I want to accomplish in my life. I'm going to decide to course correct my path. And I'm going to live my life to the fullest. I am not going to be listening to my parents who tell me what to do, or to the friends who always have the ideas of what they think I should be doing, but I'm going to go in my own path. I'm going to go and discover, and I'm going to make sure the inner circle that I have, the circle of light that is around me, I'm going to ensure that those guys are there to support me. Meaning, if I'm going into the wrong path, they will be there and telling me, that's okay. This wasn't for you. But the next one will be, or give me the wisdom that I need. And maybe I'm going to make my own mistakes, but they're maybe going to tell me that. But again, it's up to me to decide. Open yourself to the changes. Open yourself to be happy. Open yourself to change for the better. Change your pattern. Because if you don't change your pattern, how can you change and evolve? How can you become who you're meant to become? If you are not willing to open your heart for the better, but instead letting your own self being as beautiful than you are, how can you become the better part of your own self? How can you continue to evolve and change? How can you continue to elevate your own self, elevate your own energy? How can you continue to connect with the universe if you're not willing to do that? Changes are inevitable. We cannot stop it. You can try to refrain it. You can try to avoid it, but you cannot stop it. We have to go with the flow of changes. But in order to do that and to make it easier for us, we need to connect with our spirit so we know where we're supposed to go. Even if sometimes darkness is around us and we don't know where we're going, have faith and trust in your spirit. In a time of doubt, lean on the universe. Be happy, be joyful, but don't be worried about anything else. When we are becoming our own entity, we are becoming our own trailblazers, we are starting to understand that the most precious things we've got is our imagination. Our heart is there to connect us with the universe. We're here to become the student of life. We're here to embrace every single part of our own self, discovering who we truly are. Because as we're discovering and going on a quest, we can become the magician. We can become the beautiful butterflies, the phoenix. We can become the shakers and the movers. We can become who we are meant to become. So why not be our own entity? Why not starting to become our own lives? Why not starting to become our own wonders and beauty? Nothing is ever more powerful than our own self. Why not becoming your own self? Why not embrace who you're meant to become and be happy? And if you're not happy, your own happiness will come when you really dig inside of your own self and discover what you would like to do. And if you feel there is barrier and obstacles, lean on the universe to help you to overcome all of that. And again, it might take some years and decades to get where you need to be, but nothing is impossible because we're students of life and we're capable to create miracles in our own lives. So why not embracing it today? This was our podcast for today. I have no idea what we're going to be talking about on our next podcast because we're at the end of the 3 recording for the week. So, if you have any comments or would like to schedule an appointment with me, you can go on www.edgintuitive.com. Otherwise, I want to say hello to everybody around the world. Please be your own spirit. Any time of change is where we are right now. I know it's scary to show our true self, or we feel like sometimes with our ego, we want to shout out to the world who we truly are. You don't have to do that. Just live your life to the fullest. The better. And the best testament you can give it to yourself and your spirit is to become who you're meant to be and live your life. Mind your own business. Do something positive for your own self, for your family, and it will become the domino effect for everybody around you. Change what needs to be changed in your life. Even if it's painful, even if it's scary to go into the unknown, have faith. Because when you go into the unknown, which is very scary, guess what? At the end, when you're done with your transformation, you're gonna look back and you're gonna say, wow, I went through this. I am here right now. I am happy. I'm joyful. I'm whole. I have everything that I need in my life. I am blessed and I am grateful for the changes I made because I understand now I'm in a driver's seat. Than before I wasn't. So I wish everybody a beautiful day. Stay safe, and I will talk to you later. Bye now. All my love.